Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast, prepared on a beautiful Thursday morning here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, for Thursday, December 20th, 2007. We are, and we repeat this each time for newer listeners, Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We prepare these messages together and have the privilege of actually sharing them together, as you will hear on the podcast as well. The ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and it's always our desire each weekday morning for over 11 years now to bring a word of encouragement. Today's message is titled, The Divine Knocker. And the scripture text is from Revelation 3, verse 20.
Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him, and he with me.
Today, Brooksine and Astaire will make a routine visit to Astaire's cardiologist. Although Astaire is now 18, she will always be seen by a pediatric cardiologist in regard to her heart, as is the practice with most all heart kids born with congenital heart disease. She has always known the world of stethoscopes, heart monitors, and, for her anyway, the dreaded IV.
But 2007 has proven to be a good health year for Astaire. Though she's had the usual maladies common to heart patients, the pacemaker she received 16 months ago has really done its job well. She's only missed one day of school this fall season due to heart-related illness. That's a record. She is experiencing very little heart rhythm problems, and we sigh with relief and express gratitude to our God for this great blessing.
A friend sent us this story that I would like to share today, related to the heart. A nurse on the pediatric ward, before listening to the little one's chest, would plug the stethoscope into their ears and let them listen to their own hearts. Their eyes would always light up with awe, but she never got a response equal to a 4-year-old David's comment. Gently, she tucked the stethoscope into his ears and placed the disc over his heart. "Listen," she quietly instructed. "What do you suppose that is?" He drew his eyebrows together in a puzzled line and looked up, as if lost in the mystery of the strange tap, tap, tapping deep in his chest. And his face broke out in a wondrous grin with big eyes as he curiously asked, "Is that Jesus knocking?"
Well, apparently the little guy had heard a lesson on today's text, or perhaps he had even sung the little children's song based on it. I know that I led this for many years with children as I taught children's church and Sunday school, and we actually have it featured as well at our webpage.
Yeah, if you read the page today, it's actually available as a link, and a cute little girl somewhere, sounds to be, I would guess, 3 or 4 years old, singing it, and it really the very same song that we've sung for years. Well, the verse describes his work among the human race and the lives of millions and millions of people this very day. The Apostle John received this remarkable revelation from the ascended Lord. "Here I am. I stand at the door and knock."
The Greek tenses can be rendered this way. I am persistently standing at the door and am persistently knocking. An older, expanded translation states it this way. I have taken my stand at the door and am politely knocking.
And Jesus is doing just that. Most of you have responded and are experiencing the blessing of fellowship divine, the wonderful fellowship with the one who promised in the very same text as we continue, "I will come in and eat with him and he with me." But some of you can sense his presence and knocking, but have not yet responded. Why don't you do so today? Following the message, and we're going to share it as well here on the podcast, is a brief prayer that expresses faith in Christ. It has been repeated, not necessarily the very same words, but the sentiment of the prayer by millions in believing in and opening up their lives to the Lord. And that really is life's greatest blessing and the best gift of all. Well, that common prayer, I'm going to have Brooksine pray it in a moment, is just simply a prayer that expresses faith in God's plan of salvation to Jesus Christ. If you've done so and prayed this prayer, just listen along and reaffirm your faith. But if you've not done so, we urge you to pray this prayer along with us today. In fact, we'll say it together, Brooksine, and and welcome our podcast listeners, and the prayers on the website as well. There's nothing magical about the specific words. It was a little bit of a lesson I needed to learn, but rather the essential truth of the prayer is what matters. Let's say it together, Brooksie. Lord Jesus, I confess that I am a sinner. I believe that you came to this earth and died on the cross as a substitute for me and my sin. I place my faith in you and what you have done for me. I receive you into my life and choose this day to follow and serve you. Thank you for hearing my prayer. Well, I prayed that prayer in 1971 and Brooksine several years before that, as I recall. We've led many people throughout our years of ministry in praying a prayer like this, and we welcome you to do so today as well. And then that begins your journey of faith. Well, our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net. Our website is www.dailyencouragementnet. Today, we do have, as I mentioned in the message, I think it was at Brooksine's reading point, we mentioned that we do have a link to an audio of a little girl singing the text today, the very way that we sang it for years, and even though we, neither one, really work much with children right now, and Brooksine more so than I do, I'm sure children all over the English-speaking world have heard this song, and many of you that are older like us maybe even recall singing it many years ago. We have some other materials on the website today as well. We have some materials that we have up, we will have up all throughout this season regarding spiritually enriching your Christmas, resources for a meaningful Christmas, materials that Brooksine and I have developed and used through the years of our ministry, available mostly as PDFs that can be just clicked on and you pick your printer, it should print out just like it would on our computer. If you're a pastor or a leader in a church, these can be used as readings in churches. Others can be used for family devotions or even personal reflections and growth. Again, our website is dailyencouragement.net. Have a blessed day today and continue to open up your heart to the Lord.